Welcome to the Law of Attraction in Action podcast. My name is Michelle Joy, and thank you so much for joining me. I'm here to inspire you to live amazing lives through the Law of Attraction and help you see how powerful you really are. In this podcast, you'll hear interviews, and I will give you inspirational talks on my Monday session. So thank you so much for joining me, and happy manifesting! Welcome to Law of Attraction in Action. Thank you so much for joining me on my podcast. My name is Michelle Joy, and I am your host. And today I bring you people from all over the world and all walks of life who are here to share their journey with you around the law of attraction so you can have an amazing life too. So today's guest is a powerful woman. I'm so excited and honored to have her on my podcast, but let me tell you a little bit about her. Her name is Regeline Sabat, and also known as Gigi, and she is a motivational keynote speaker, 2 times best-selling author of Walk With Me and God First, books which are both endorsed by Les Brown, and she's a life coach and confidence coach. She's a first-generation Haitian-American, financial expert, Florida chapter leader for World Women Confidence and Awards, the host of Walk With Me podcast on JRQ-TV, domestic violence advocate, sexual assault advocate, breast cancer advocate, human trafficking advocate, and mental health advocate, etc. I can tell Gigi is one of those really huge-hearted people who wants to change the world and show the world that we can come from love. And Gigi, thank you so much for being on my podcast.
Welcome. It's an honor to be here today.
So Gigi, tell us, how did you come into the law of attraction and how has it changed your life?
Yes, law of attraction, essentially, it occurred. Everything happened. My life transformed forever one day when I almost lost my life, death by strangulation in a domestic violence relationship. This was almost 2 to 3 years ago now, and my life transformed forever. And literally, I understood God's purpose for my life, and I just stepped into his purpose for my life. And you talk about law of attraction, and here's the thing. This is what I say. When you almost lose your life, you start seeing from a different lens. So anything that I saw in my peripheral, in my mind, after almost losing my life, literally God has led me to everything that he needs me to do. And I listen to his command. And I'm very open about that because, again, I almost lost my life in that moment of that breakthrough in which I almost lost my life to the point where I'm still here. It was a revival almost in what he needed me to do. And he had me literally go from one path he had me on to another and I understand that he needed me to be right where I am at right now in this moment, in this time, to serve his people. And as God's servants, that's what we're here to do, to serve his people.
And it sounds like it's a true surrender. I mean, a lot of people go through like a near-death experience. And when they come back, they have this whole new sense of like knowing that there is God, there is spirit, there is something leading them. They're not alone. And I had that experience with my spiritual awakening in 2011. And I too went from life before into life after. And it was like the death of that life happened on that day. It was very extreme. So what you went through sounded very similar to be in that situation where it felt like life or death. And you had probably a moment of like, I want to live. Is that how, can you tell us more about that moment? Only because that transformative moment is what people are trying to reach because so many people are still stuck. And how do we get them to transform without, you know, having to go through what you went through, but just maybe help them see what you saw in that moment of complete surrender, knowing that you could die, if that makes sense.
Yes. So literally after everything that happened, I reread the Bible again as an adult, and then I got baptized again as an adult. And for me, I never looked back. My life just transformed. And here's the thing for the folks that are listening today, no matter what trial or tribulation you are faced with in your life, you need to get back up, because if you stay down, you will go into depression, you will have anxiety, and you will live in fear. And you are not truly living until you overcome all of those things and you get back up and you keep up the good fight. And understand this, you're not what happens to you and you're not your circumstance. You need to see bigger than that, because God has a bigger purpose for your life. Mm-hmm. And once you understand that and you understand what he needs you to do, you understand your purpose to the fullest extent and you step into it, just let go and let God. And yes, you must surrender, because it's understanding that God is the creator of all things and he's in control. And so when folks understand that, then God can do what he needs to do.
Mm-hmm. And the tying this to law of attraction, because people sometimes look at law of attraction and it is scientific, you know, energy, quantum physics, this is science. We can prove that we are made of energy and like attracts like energy. And like I was telling you before the show, I come from a very spiritual standpoint where I believe that when I had my awakening, I was led, I was guided. I just followed the breadcrumbs, but all of it is law of attraction, because when I surrender, I get a divine inspired idea, which then builds this bigger desire that I didn't even know existed, because God has a greater plan for us. I say that all the time. And then it's our job with law of attraction to follow it and to use the laws that of the universe, which is to get in high vibration, to feel good, and to also surrender to the negative thoughts or just let them go, right? So they're very intertwined. And in fact, the Bible says a lot about law of attraction. And Jesus talks a lot about it. And I didn't grow up with religion, so I'm not super familiar with the Bible, but do you know of anything in the Bible that can, that talks about law of attraction that you can share with people?
Yes, I will tell you this. Again, in the Bible, it says that we can create all the plans that we want, but God knows the plans that he has for us. You connect that with law of attraction. And again, God is the creator of all things. So if he attracts you to something, it's for a reason. He already knew you were going to be attracted to it because he's the creator of all things. So he already knows what you're going to do next. He already knows what you're going to attract to, because he needs you in that moment to fulfill his duties and do what he needs you to do in this time. Understand, as God's servants, that's what we're here to do. As I mentioned before, to serve his people. So it's just really staying in tune with who you are and who he needs you to be. And let spirit lead you.
Yeah. And I do believe that people are unhappy. I've noticed this, and I shouldn't, it's not a scientific data that I'm doing. But what I've noticed is people who aren't spiritual, who don't have a higher power, don't rely on God or any of that, are actually really in the struggle. They're really unhappy. Because when you think your human self can figure it out, man, that's a lot of pressure to put on yourself. And it wasn't until I had my awakening, because I didn't believe in God until I had my awakening. I went from not believing into knowing. And when I knew God, when I knew spirit, all of a sudden I was happier than I've ever been, ever. And it led me in a path that was more extraordinary than ever. So I agree with you, Gigi. I think God has a plan for us. And what our job is to do is to listen. Right? So in 2.5 years, you said this, or 3.5, how long ago was this? This is a very short period of time. Yes, and look what you've accomplished. Holy bejeebus. That's amazing what you've accomplished. Not only is Gigi her great bio, but she's doing tons of these online conferences, which I'm on one of them for Confidence coming up July 2nd. Yay. I'm already plugging it because I'm so excited. But like, you do tons and tons of things. And just seeing your energy, I can tell, like, this is easy. Is this all easy for you?
I just let go and let God. And it took me a while to get to this place, but understanding that, and this is what I tell people who have anxiety and all these things, you cannot overcome it. But after everything that happened, I mean, everything happened back to back. You talk about the domestic violence, you talk about the sexual assault, which happened for the second time in my life. I literally became numb to pain after that. So literally I was left with no other option. It's just, and I, like you said, surrendered and just listened to him. And he told me, don't never give up. Don't give up and keep going. And at which point I did see him actually. And literally I understand what he needs me to do. And again, he is here. He does exist. And we need to understand that. And I'm a huge advocate for keeping God first place in our lives, because we would not have all the issues that we have in society if people were to keep him in his proper place, which is first.
Right. Because God is love. So why would you do anything bad if you relied on that? Right. And I also am with you, Gigi, as far as being a servant, because that's one thing I wake up every day and said, how could I serve you? What can I do? And especially after my awakening, I was working as a nurse in the hospital at the time. And I would just start my shift and literally say, use me. use me. How could I serve you? I want to be there for you. I want to help the world as you want me to help. I want to have Christ's vision. I want to see the world as you see it. And I can't even tell you how much I loved my job. And most nurses that I worked with hated their job. It was a really, really hard floor. And I walked in with so much gratitude because I got to help these people who were suffering. And I think that's what we're here to do. We're here to serve. We're here to uplift people. We're here to give people love. And I'd walk into my patient's room, no matter what their background was, it didn't matter to me. They're homeless or schizophrenic, or they're a convict. We used to get, incarcerated patients. I'd love them all the same, because that is what God would do, right? So the more we practice love, the more we are guided. And this is, again, where we come back into law of attraction. So tell me more about some of these events you've got coming up. You've got so many great ones, if you don't mind sharing.
Yes, of course. We have a few coming up. We have the Confident Women's Conference, which I'm honored to have you be a part of that. And it's so important now more than ever to really raise awareness and educate others about confidence, both for man and woman, and to really not just have confidence in your work life or in your personal life, but in all areas of your life. And then also we have the infidelity event coming up this Friday. We only have a few tickets left. They're free tickets. So grab your virtual seat. That's the Global Virtual Panel of Infidelity Survivors event. And it was brought to my attention that there's so many individuals who are suffering from infidelity, and they literally say, oh, my life is over now that this happened to me. And it's really individual being cheated on or something of that nature. And then they feel as though their lives are over, but that's not the case here. And I brought expert leaders from all over the world to really educate others about that, that there is hope, that you can overcome infidelity. And so it starts with us as expert leaders in our community to really get out there and to teach folks that you can overcome this. And so I'm not a survivor of that, but I do have survivors on the panel that I'm bringing to you on Friday tomorrow.
They're well, and just so you know, this is pre-recorded, so it may be past due, unfortunately, but at the end you can give your website. I'm sure you have links to things too, but yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
And so I also love that you have found all these people. They found you, right? Law of attraction. You have the gift to say, I want to connect. Like me, I feel like I have a gift that I get to connect people onto my podcast so they can share their stories with the world. But because there's so many things that you're connected with, like, you know, human trafficking, there's abuse, and there's all these areas that a lot of people, especially right now because of COVID, are struggling with. And you have that place, and somehow you've attracted these great people to share their story, share their heart on your summits or your events. And so how did you attract all these people, or what do you do to get so many great people to you?
Well, I don't really do much. As I mentioned, God, I literally get quiet, listen to God. And this whole journey began, I mean, Life Service Center of America, you talk about the events are tied into Life Service Center of America. It's part of my company. And then all of the individuals who speak on my stage become LSCOA speakers. But let's backtrack almost 2 years ago, and 2 to 3 years ago now, where I almost lost my life. Literally, I then listened to him in regards to launching this company, Life Service Center of America. I told you my background. I have a political science, pre-law, sociology background, okay, and a financial background. But I literally had to pivot now to have a business mindset in which he led me to obtain, and I did. I launched a company, launched the 2 books, launched a podcast. And then he then told me to host a global virtual panel of domestic violence survivors. And I did. That's from getting quiet and listening to him. And once I did that, I brought expert leaders from all over the world to not just raise awareness, but educate others about this topic. And then he led me to do one on sexual assault. Now I'm a survivor of both topics. And I said, okay, that's it. We did the events. Great. Then he tells me, no, my child, now I need you to go and do one on breast cancer. And I said, okay, I care about the cause. I'm not a survivor. And he says, I need you to do it anyway, my child. And so unbeknownst to me, I was not aware that I was affiliated with so many people already who were survivors of breast cancer. So I brought expert leaders from all over the world to not just raise awareness, but educate others about breast cancer. And then that was it for 2020. I thought, nope, when God commands you to do something, you do it. Again, he told me to do one on human trafficking. Then it led to the mental health topics, infertility, now infidelity. And now we're moving to the leadership conference, business conference, all these things. And I understand why. I understand why now. And this is the thing. When God commands you to do something, you don't question him. You don't, I say, why? You say, thank you, God. And you just step into it and you do it. And as I mentioned, when you almost lose your life, you start seeing from a different lens. And I understand what he needs me to do. And for your listeners today, write this down, Joshua 1:9. I'll say it again, Joshua 1:9. It states, haven't I commanded you to be strong and courageous? Do not be afraid or discouraged, for your Lord, your God is with you wherever you go. A lot of people think they're alone. God is with you wherever you go. You're not alone. Get back up and keep up the good fight. Too many people give up.
Yeah.
Don't give up.
Yeah. Especially right now. I think there's a lot of people feeling depressed, feeling hopeless, feeling, and maybe there is some more hope, maybe it's getting better, but I still think the overall feeling is like, this is a terrible world to live in. I've heard this from lots of people. And yet there's a reason for this. God would not put this in our hands if there wasn't a reason for this. I always believe that. And I think what it is it's bringing out more leaders. It's bringing out more people to say, okay, we need to stop living in fear. We need to come from love. We need to trust in the divine and God and whatever. Like, I see that more and more. And I went to a Christian church recently. And again, I'm not Christian, but I love the energy of the people. And I love talking about God anytime, because to me, that's like, well, yeah. And I just even talking about it makes me feel like relaxed and peaceful and happy. And, you know, so it's just to know that, we are going through a lot, but we're not alone. And so I'm glad you said that. And again, Gigi, I'm so amazed and inspired by you, because this is the one thing I think a lot of us are missing. A is the ability to stop and listen, but B is that taking action. You took some massive action and you should be really, really proud of yourself. And I hope you've inspired people listening that it's just a matter of saying yes, not knowing how. Did you know how to do all this when you started?
No, I didn't. Funny thing is, we can laugh about it now, right? I didn't even know how to use the technology aspect in regards to Zoom webinars and all these things. Literally, I'm saying, okay, God, I understand what you need me to do, but I don't know how to use Zoom webinar, because I've always been head in books. The technology world was not my thing. I barely was even on social media. My accounts were disabled, so to speak, right? That's what they call it, disabled, because I was always head in books. I was so focused in my studies, okay? And so again, after I almost lost my life and then that awakening moment happened, and then literally he led me now to be on this virtual world, and then COVID occurred and he's literally leading me into what he needs me to do. And then I'm writing away and I'm literally like, okay, God, and I'm listening. I got quiet and I listened and I'm saying, but I don't know how to do Zoom webinar. And literally he led me to each step that I needed to take to learn how to maneuver it. It's almost like a plane, right? The pilot has to learn how to navigate the plane before he can have the passengers. So literally God led me to learn how to utilize the platform. And once I learn how to use it, I'm not the one navigating. I have to tell you.
Yeah. Yeah.
My hand's been off of that since I learned how to implement Zoom webinar. God is on the wheel.
Yeah.
He's on that wheel and he's navigating and he's doing what he needs to do. And I'm letting him use me as he needs to use me. And a lot of folks will say he's using me as a catalyst, and that's fine. I'm okay with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love it. You're such an inspiration. Oh my gosh. Well, Gigi, tell us how people can get in a hold of you or learn more about any of these summits you've got going on. How can they find out?
Yeah, they can find me on my website. That's LifeServiceCenterOfAmericaLLC.com. Make sure to put www so you can locate the website. And also my podcast, Walk With Me. It's all about helping others walk with purpose, which I'm honored to have you on as well.
Oh my gosh, I would love that. Yay. Yes, yes, let's say yes.
And get your virtual tickets for my upcoming events and for our upcoming event, the Confident Women's Conference.
Yes. Yes. And I'm so excited about that, because so a lot of people told me, like we were talking beforehand, that I come across as really confident. I've been told that a lot, and I'm thinking, really? But I realize I honestly believe it's because of my connection with spirit, because I'm being divinely guided. And how could you not come across as confident if you have that beautiful energy flowing through you? So I don't say it's me, I say it's beyond me, but heck, I'll own it, right? So I'm excited to share on that event. Super excited. So that'll be July 2nd. This will come out before that so people can make it. So cannot wait. Excited. Well, Gigi, thanks again. Again, check out our website, check out her books, check out all the great things she's got going on. And don't let your past ever stop you from living a great life. You can turn it around in an instant and you can have the best life that you can ever imagine if you give it to God, you give it to spirit, you just follow the breadcrumbs, so to speak, and just see what unfolds. It's just extraordinary. And obviously, I've been telling you all this, who's listened to my podcast forever, but Gigi's here to back me up. So thank you so much for being here.
You're welcome.
And thank you everyone for listening. I hope you enjoyed this as much as I did. If you have a story you want to share on my podcast, please reach out to me by going to my website at michelle-joy.com. That's michelle-joy.com. And thank you again. I hope you all have a wonderful, miraculous day and happy manifesting. Thank you again for listening and joining me on my podcast. If you want to learn more about me, please go to my website at michelle-joy.com. That's michelle-joy.com. And on there, I have lots of goodies, including guided meditations and inspirational posts and blogs. And of course, I'm here to help you as your coach. So thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.